What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Because you know, like at camps and stuff like this, you take the ball out, you ain't getting the ball back. Like, you the last one up the court, they already did their thing. So I stopped there, and I just got into a rhythm and started hooping.
The Lakers should sign Trae Young this summer.
They got to kind of start preparing for, like, if LeBron's last year is this year or next year, whenever it is. And I feel like a pick and roll with AD and a guy like Trae Young would be deadly.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Biggest shot in the 2016 finals. JR, y'all was on teammates together. Probably the most creative basketball player with the ball, most skilled player I've ever seen.
He's the greatest scorer I've ever seen underneath that basket, bro. And it's crazy because everything he do is reaction. Mm-hmm. It's nothing like he's like, oh yeah, I'm going to do this and then I'm going to do that and I'm going to do that. No. However he's looking at the game, his artistry, you can't make it up, the moves that he's doing. Because I don't think he know what it is because he's right. Literally just reacting. And he's that talented to do what he do.
Welcome back to What's Burning. Jack, our favorite time of the year here, man. The NBA Finals are upon us. And we got a great fucking matchup, man. I'm excited. Mm-hmm. Celtics have continued their playoff run, man. They've got an impressive run. If you think about it, round one, they knocked out KD and Kyrie. Round two, although Middleton was missing, they still knocked out Giannis and the defending champs. Eastern Conference Finals, they take down the number one seed in Jimmy Butler, only to arrive against Golden State. Man, thoughts on their Eastern Conference run and just kind of looking forward to this NBA Finals matchup?
I mean, they knocked off everybody. You know what I mean? They took KD and Kyrie down. They took Giannis down. Now they took Jimmy down. I mean, they ready. This is the most complete team I've seen in a long time in the NBA as far as from top to bottom. Great coaching. You got two great stars in Tatum and Brown. You got defensive player of the year and Marcus Smart. And you got a savvy vet as the anchor of the team, Al Horford.
Mm-hmm.
But just this team and the great job Ime Udoka's doing, I think for as a whole, even when you bring Williams off the bench, this team just has everything they need to be a championship team. and the stars have been playing well, and they play together with having stars. So I just think everything that they've been through from round one to now has prepared them for these finals, man. You know, I got Golden State winning, but these guys are they might prove me wrong.
Yeah, this is going to be a great finals, I feel like. I think the way Boston plays defense and then their size is, I mean, from Grant Williams to Al Horford to Robert Williams, they got a big front line. And, you know, sometimes that affects, you know, the Warriors' ability because they're a small ball team. But, you know, Tatum and Brown, two-way young superstars. Tatum has emerged as emerging as a young superstar right in front of our eyes. He captured the first inaugural Larry Bird Eastern Conference MVP Finals, where he averaged 26, 10, and 6. One thing I really thought was dope that he wore that Kobe Bryant number 24 wristband and then also sent Kobe a text after, mm-hmm. you know, Kobe was smiling down. What was your thoughts on that?
I think that's dope, man. I think, you know, that's some great motivation to have. That's somebody that, you know, even guys like us, that was his age, we all learned from. But, you know, that's their Jordan. You know what I mean? The impact he's had on the game and some of these young players, you know, you can't even imagine, because right. he's had some of that same effect on some of us. So it's just good to see that he's trying to live and keep Kobe's legacy alive, but also use Kobe as motivation. If it's anybody that's just using as motivation, especially to get you to that next level of your basketball game, it should be Kobe.
Yep, this is Boston's first finals appearance since 2010 when they actually played the Lakers. Before we move on, Jack, let's talk about Miami real quick. Jimmy Butler played his ass off all throughout the playoffs, including the Eastern Finals. Thoughts on that team and, you know, kind of the run they made?
Yeah, I mean, Embiid said it all. Miami needs another star. I like Bam Adebayo. He's solid, but he's just not that star. Kyle Lowry's at the end of his career. I love him. He came and had made some big plays and had a good game. Game six in Boston to get that win. But he's just not the Kyle that we used to see in Toronto. So Jimmy just did everything. He did all he could. Obviously, we see Hero is not the player that we all expect him to be. You can't rely on Strus to go out there and shoot a million grenades and blow the backboard up. And you just don't have enough on that team. Oladipo is still not ready. So they need to try to make some moves and use some of those guys as bait to bring another star in, bro, because Jimmy's doing all he can. He played big, you know, and you just can't expect him to do everything. He need more help.
Jimmy Butler, playoff Jimmy Butler is a different type of player, man. Top five player in the league when you come to the playoffs, man. This dude is ready to compete on both ends and do whatever it takes. You know, this year in the playoffs, it was scoring. Before, it was defense and playmaking and hitting big shots. I mean, this dude does everything he could for his team, but they just fell short to me. They didn't have enough scoring, and I agree. You know what I mean? So it'll be interesting to see what they do this offseason. But hats off to the Miami Heat, in particular Jimmy Butler, man. He played his ass off. The Western Conference champs, the Golden State Warriors, have been chilling, resting up. You know, they got some injuries. They had Otto Porter with a foot injury. You know, Steph had a little tweak. It wasn't too serious of his ankle. Draymond fell on his wrist. So those guys have been resting up. Man, three-time champs. This is going to be their sixth finals appearance in eight seasons. But what makes that – when I say that in how amazing is, think about didn't LeBron have nine finals appearances in 10 years?
Yeah.
Or something like that?
Yeah.
I mean, just to think about – I mean, obviously we're talking about Golden State, but – 6 and 8 years is impressive. This man, LeBron, had 9 in 10 years. But, man, to Golden State, hats off to Wiggins, Looney, and Jordan Poole, man. They've been able, you know, kind of the unsung heroes of this team. You know who the star core three is, but those guys particularly have played really well to help this team get to the place they're at. I mean, the way they space, the way they move the ball, they also play great defense. I just think this is going to be a great matchup both ways, because both these teams are explosive offensively and they both play defense. Hopefully we'll get an update on Gary Payton the second. Would love to see him make his return in the finals. But tell me what you like about this Golden State team, Jack, going into the finals.
Well, I love the team. I love the way they play together. They finally got everybody back healthy, and these days they had the rest they definitely need. Steph has been big. Klay's been big. I think we need to see Klay game six, Klay from game one in this series, because I'm anxious to see who is going to be the equalizer for Tatum. Tatum is a problem, bro. 6'9". You know what I'm saying? Can handle the ball like a point guard. Can shoot like a shooting guard. He just has all the all the tangibles you need to lead a team to the championship. And I want to know who's going to be the answer for him. I know what Steph going to do, but Steph can't guard him. Is Klay going to come back and be that guy that we know that can play both ways and help wheel this team to the championship? I don't know. Can Draymond help guard one of these big guys and still be able to help rebound against Horford and Williams? I don't know. So it's a lot of questions that need to be answered, Matt. But for the most part, the Warriors been in before. They got the experience. They know what it takes. And we're just going to see if they can get it done.
Yeah. I mean, you can definitely throw Wiggins in that mix. But, yeah, I think there's a lot of matchups both ways. You know, and for Golden State, too, this is going to be the first time they've really played in the playoffs two consistent scorers. You know what I mean? You got Tatum and Brown. And Brown has been consistent, I think, right around 20 points a game, too. So, you know, everyone they've been able to play thus far, you know, they had tried to cut the head off the snake. But this team right here has a couple different, you know, guys that can put the ball in the basket. And then Marcus Smart, you know, he's been scoring the ball extremely well as well. So it's going to be interesting. You know, the Celtics are big. They can score and they play defense. Golden State is small, but they space. Looney's been rebounding like a fucking animal. He knows he's got a little contract coming up this summer. He's trying to secure that bag. Shout out to my Bruin brother. He's been playing great. But, man, I'm really looking forward to this finals. Like you said, there's a lot of questions to be answered, but I just think it's going to be a beautiful final series, and I know everyone's really looking forward to it.
Yeah, you know what, Matt? One more thing. The dynamic of Steph and Klay and Poole having to guard a lot of one-on-one ISO and the dynamic of Brown and Tatum, they got to chase off screens now. That's going to be interesting to see.
And I wonder how that's going to work, too, because – you know, when you look at the Warriors are the one team, you know, whenever teams call it red or black, you know, that last 5 or 6 seconds when it's butter, they're the one team that doesn't really break down into just straight one-on-one play. They do it sometimes, but they continue to move the ball, penetrate, kick, find that open shooter and get a great shot right at the end of the buzzer. Boston, on the other hand, is a team when it, you know, breaks down, they go to Tatum and Brown to one-on-one ISO. So, like you said, Tatum and Brown are going to have to chase around these screens. It's definitely going to wear them down, but it's going to be interesting to see because, you know, those guys can definitely score the ball as well. So I can't wait. All right, Jack, before we move on to the MVP favorites, who do you got and how many games?
I'm going Warriors in six, Matt. I just think the experience and the dynamic of the fans in the Bay Area, I think they're going to pull it off in six.
The experience is going to be huge in this. This is, you know, their first. This is Boston's first rodeo. Al Horford, I think, had the NBA record for not making a finals appearance and playing a certain amount of playoff games. This is not new for Golden State. So I'm going to take Golden State in seven. I think it's going to be a great series. Next up on the radar, presented to you by DraftKings, here's a look at the top five MVP favorites, according to DraftKings. We're starting with Steph Curry at a plus 110. Jason Tatum at a plus 170. Next up, Jaylen Brown at a plus 1100, followed by Klay Thompson at plus 1500, and rounding out the top five, Draymond Green at a plus 1800. So we'll see how that shakes out.
I'm going Klay plus 1500 for MVP, please.
Get that bread. I want to see Steph. I would take Steph plus 110 just because I feel like this is the only thing missing on his resume, you know, a finals MVP. He's got a regular MVP. He's got rings. It's time for a finals MVP.
Joining us in this conversation is my brother, your brother, the world's brother, one and only J.R. Smith.
Everybody's brother. J.R., what's up, bro?
Hey, no, what's happening, bro? What's good with y'all?
Swish!
Man, my kids just got out of school. Are you still in school?
Yeah, I just got out, man. I just got out a couple weeks ago, man. I just finished the finals.
How'd it go?
It was rough, man. It was a rough start, but finished up strong. Ended up taking a B in one of my classes.
I mean, you set the bar pretty motherfucking high with straight A's, bro. So I guess, I guess a B will be okay, bro.
Yeah, I got four A's and a B, man. So I'm
congratulations.
Cool.
Dope.
You played in five different NBA finals, bro. When this time of year come around, do you start to, you know, have memories and go down memory lane?
Only when I watch it, bro. Honestly, man, I'm so out of touch with the game right now. So, like, I almost forgot what time of the year it was. I could have TV on. Seriously, bro, because, like, I'd be on the golf course all day long, man. I'd be in, like, I live a totally different life than I did when I was playing and stuff. So I got a totally different perspective on it. So when I look at the game now, when I do catch up on it, I see it's the finals. It's like, damn, start seeing highlights. And like, it's crazy because it seems so long ago.
Right, but it's not.
Right.
Yeah. No shit. I'll be 5 years removed this June. Like, that shit went by fast as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
5 years. Yeah.
Crazy because I be telling people all the time, man, when you're not in it all the time like you used to, and don't revolve around your world no more, figure out other shit to do outside of what you've always done.
Yeah.
Your family, you already got kids.
Man, before we get into the 2010s, you were one of the first volume 3-point shooters when you came to league. You used to let that motherfucker fly. What do you think about now that you see just so many threes and how effective you would have been in this game? Because this is really your run and gun is really your game. So when I say that to you, what do you think about?
Man, you know, when it's crazy because in 04, you know, it wasn't cool to shoot.
Right.
Shooting 2 to 3, maybe. You had to get it when you fit it and throw it down on the low. But now you know, see dudes. For me, I don't know, man. It's hard because I see, like, I don't want to seem like a hater, but like when I know my talent and I know the talent that I have, and when I see the game change like that as an 18-year-old kid, for me being in that situation, like, man, I could have made $500 million. I could have made $1 billion, like for real, bro, because like. It's changing the wave of the game. And not only that, it's changing the eye of what, you know, being able to wear your clothes and express yourself on the court and the mental health part. Like, so it's all catered around supporting that type of style. So for me, it would have been, I'd have thrived in it.
What were some of your toughest matchups on the wing when you was playing?
Shit, cold. Cold.
Bing.
Got Kobe one night, we got T-Mac one night, we got Ray Allen. It's just the West. People just say, oh, you got an off night, you got Cat. What?
Right.
Yeah, right. What you mean? You don't know. I can tell you never really played the game like that. Then you got to go out East, you go AI, Franchise, catch D-Wade. BD, D-Wade. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. Reggie, I call Reggie my rookie year on Reggie way out. It gave me a cool 37, maybe 40.
He said a cool 37.
Yeah, I was 18 chasing him. It wasn't working out. David said you with a couple of elbows. word, bro, but shit. You know what was crazy? I think it was Damon Stoudemire had 60 and Nick Van Exel had 37. We won 18 games my rookie year. It was something like that. Or Van had 50 and Dame had 40, something like that. It was crazy. I ain't never seen no schooling like that.
Mm-hmm. Got thrown in the fire early.
Got Dan Dicker out there trying to chase Damon Stoudemire.
He said Dan Dicker. I ain't heard that.
Dan 28. He was cool as fuck, though. Dan was cool as shit.
Hey, yo, Dan the man was my guy, dog. Yeah, straight up, 19 cool years shit. Old. He was schooling me.
Dan was cool as shit. What was your thoughts on the top 75 list, Swish?
To me, it was pretty accurate. I mean, other than like having Dwight on there, I think Dwight should have been up there. I mean, if we, at the end of the day, like, you know, granted, even if you don't win a championship, and he did win a championship with us at the Lakers, like what he did for the game as a big man, his numbers, his stats, his, right. The way he approached the game, like. People can say what they want about Dwight or, you know, crazy, whatever you want to think or whatever the persona is about him on the court with the percentage of refs or coaches. But when I tell you approach to the game, bro, he's in the gym every day. Mm-hmm. He eat right. He work on his game. Like, I don't care about what nobody say, because there's a lot of people out there who try to pretend, act like they work on their game and they just be practicing moves. He, at least he's actually working on that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, he puts in the effort, bro. And like, his body shows it. His body of work shows it. Like, he just dominant. All those times, what was it? When they had, was it Kobe and those USA teams? He was the center, bro. Like, he was an enforcer. It was like, well, let's not forget about Dwight Howard, bro. Like, that was that was crazy.
Got a chance to play with prime Dwight in Orlando. He was unbelievable.
Yeah,
and one of the strongest human beings I've ever been around. That motherfucker's so strong, bro.
Unbelievable. Man, straight up.
But, Kyrie, no Dwight. Too, I can't respect that list without Kyrie.
Yeah, no Kyrie.
Vince Carter. There's a whole bunch of people, dog.
I think it was Clay. It was sent. Clay.
Clay missed. Yep. They didn't get Clay. T-Mac.
Yeah. I mean, there's a couple of people that, I mean, but it's always going to be like that. Whenever you make a list like that, it's always going to be like, it's like that with
the
All-Star
players
game.
Do it. Unless the players do it, though, Swish.
Players do it. Come on, bro. There's always going to be, oh, he ain't like me when I was playing. He snubbed me. It's always going to be like that.
Well, today we're going to go through a list of 2010 players. Damn. We're going to talk about each of them. So let's get to it.
7-time All-Star, 3-time All-NBA, 2011, 2012 Rookie of the Year, 2013-14 All-Star MVP, 2011-2012 Rookie Team, 2016 NBA Champ, 3-year peak, 21 points per game, 7 assists per game, 3 rebounds per game. Biggest shot in the 2016 finals. JR, y'all was on teammates together. Probably the most creative basketball player with the ball, most skilled player I've ever seen, Kyrie Irving.
To me, Kyrie is the greatest scorer ever under 6'3", 6'2", whatever height he is. He's the greatest scorer I've ever seen underneath that basket, bro. Like, left hand finishes, right hand finishes. Mid-range jump shot. Pull up. Spot up, off the dribble, pull up three, left, can dunk it, shoot 90-something% from the free throw line. I mean, can pass, handled probably the best handles we've ever seen.
Right. Those are tough.
I mean, and it's crazy because, I mean, yeah, he has like little drills that he does, but everything he do is reaction. It's nothing like he's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to do this and then I'm going to do that and I'm going to do that. No. However, he's looking at the game, his artistry is exactly what it is because you can't make it up, the moves that he's doing. Because I don't think he know what it is because he's right. Literally just reacting. And he's that talented to do what he do.
Ball on the string, for real.
Yeah, he put a move on Steph and Golden State, the half-spin move.
God.
I had to rewind that shit. Yeah, and pulled up on him and Katie. I'm like, bro, what was that? I had to watch it like 20 times.
said, what was that?
Well, bro, people don't realize how tough a shot it is that from 3 feet yeah, away, an actual jump shot over a guy coming towards you, a big man.
Tough
he
shot.
Makes that shot all the time. Glass, nothing but net, ring around, like all the time. Left hand and right hand.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tough shot.
Hell yeah.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Another one of your teammates, a 3-year peak, 22 points, 14 rebounds, 407 double-doubles in the 2010s, third most. Obviously sacrificed when he joined you guys in Cleveland, 5-time All-Star, 2010 rebound champ, champion 2016, 2-time All-NBA. Talk to us a little bit about Kevin Love.
Hey, Love is such a great dude, man. I'm honestly waiting on this man's wedding, man. Coming up to 20. I ain't gonna put his date out there, but I can't wait, man. K Love is my guy. He's one of the greatest teammates I've had, bro. Like, speaking on his being able to speak up for his mental health and going through the moments we've had with each other in Cleveland. As a player, he's a hell of a competitor. Definitely one of them on my team in the foxhole with me all day long, just because I know he gonna scrap for sure. And people don't really know. Kev really didn't play that well offensively, like how he was quote unquote supposed to in Game 7. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was just getting every single rebound, all the stops, and all the big parts, and he really put his pride aside of, I'm a 30-20 guy from which he came from in Minnesota, and really accepted, letting Kyrie and L really handled all of the load. He pretty much, I'm gonna do the dirty work and stretch the floor when they need me. And but the crazy part is, once we really started flourishing, we started playing through Kev. As much as people want to talk about how Bron and Kai was, the dominant force, I remember I think Kev had 30 in the first quarter against Portland at the crib. Like, it was like, and it was a stretch of games where he was just going nuts. And like, to start the game off, because everybody, obviously focus on L and Bron and wanted to run me off the three. But people always forgot how good Kev was,
yeah,
whether it be spot ups and backing it down. You know what I'm saying? And he can get to the free throw line. So
strong too. Real strong.
Strong as hell, and loves to pass the ball. You know what I'm saying? Like, loves to outlet the ball, loves to drop the backdoor dimes. Like, he just wanted to feel involved in the game. You know what I'm saying? So, and Kev was a hell of a dude, though. Even better player.
I think people forget the dominance he had in Minnesota because they didn't really win, but the numbers he was putting up in Minnesota were Hall of Fame numbers. Man.
Ridiculous, bro. And you know what's funny about Kev, man? Kev is still the only person there from that championship team in Cleveland. Yep. You know what I'm saying? He went going from a team where we were at to where they was at then, you know, and then come back to being a player, like damn near playoff caliber team now. I respect him a lot for that because that's a hard thing to do. You know what I'm saying? It's a real hard. Obviously, he getting well paid for it too, but it's not easy, man, because that's something you love to do. That's your passion. Me as a competitor, I ain't about, man, I can't take too much losing, bro, before I say something.
I remember when I was in my little Clipper stint, I got a chance to see K-Love go against Blake, and K-Love he finished the game with like 38 and 25, some shit like that. And I'm like, with like 12 dimes. I'm like, God damn, bro. I did not know K-Love was like that. I did not know he was like that.
You know, it's funny because people get so caught up and, you know, want to see somebody play above the rim and think that's the only way the game is supposed to be played. And when you see somebody just fundamentally, like, got it, like young boy from AI game, bro, he reminded me so much of K-Love. He's just so fundamentally sound, bro. He got it.
Yep. Next up, we got four-time All-Star, three-time NBA champ, seven-time All-Defensive, 2016, 2017. Steals champ, two-time All-NBA, 2016, 2017 Defensive Player of the Year. He had a three-year peak of 11 points per game, 8 rebounds per game, 7 assists per game. You played against him in the finals, Draymond Green.
Before we get to Draymond, I know you ain't playing no defense stat because you don't know what STL mean, bro. I know you did that or you ain't looking at the stats because I was in that motherfucking stats, bro.
Well, one thing about it, Swish, our Golden State team that year, we would lead the league in steals, so I know I had to be at the top of the team, but I definitely didn't know what that mean. I definitely didn't know what that mean.
Yeah, you stupid.
Draymond, man. Draymond Green. Great dude. Like 100% great dude. Fun to compete against. Just because, you know, he talk and the antics and all of that. That part of it is fun. Very blessed to be playing with a really good pair of
guys. No question. no question.
I will say that.
Well, I think because his numbers don't jump off the page that people kind of have a problem with his game or his accolades or what he receives. But to me, he's just a winning motherfucker. And he got in a great situation. There's no doubt about that. But if you think about it, because you played against him, we played against him, I played with him. He's the one that makes that machine go. I mean, Steph is the 100%.
I can respect that. Like you compete, bro. Like you compete. No matter how talented you are, no matter how, you know, whether great or high or low talent level you are at, if you don't compete, it don't even matter. Like I ain't gonna lie, Dellavedova on my team in Cleveland, he competed harder than anybody I've ever seen in my life, bro. He was literally about to die in the playoffs. Like literally, bro. We in the back after the game, like Steph almost killed this man.
Played like, his ass off.
I'm never gonna not say he don't compete, because he definitely do. But
just imagine how good that would be if he just worked on his shot. That's the only thing I have a problem with. Like, he's comfortable with people just disrespecting me. Yeah, y'all still winning. Y'all still get championships without it, bro. But me, if he just worked on his jump shot and shot it with confidence.
No, he does.
I was about to say, I'm not convinced he don't, Jack. Honestly,
I'm convinced he don't.
No, he does. I think because I got a chance to play. I saw how hard this dude worked day after day after day.
God damn.
Mental.
No,
you
don't
even shoot that motherfucker.
But you know what, man? I agree with you. Go ahead,
JR. No, you got it. Go ahead.
I agree with you because I feel like a lot of people is mental at this point. When you hear, when you continuously hear, whether it be on Twitter or on social media or on watch TV or, you know, can people continuously talking about your shot and you can't shoot? That's mental, bro. You already, every time you catch that ball, you already thinking about you not going to make the shot be, or what everybody else going to say. You already got a second guess. A shooter, you ain't, man, let me get that thing over here.
Let it go.
You can't get over here fast enough.
And I think, too, you all know, I mean, because we all shot the ball to three. The hardest shot to make is the wide open one when no one's guarding you. That shit is hard to make. Like, I'd rather have someone close or a hand up. But that wide open shot when they're sitting in the paint, like, I couldn't imagine. Like, that's got to be a tough-ass shot to make, man.
100%. Like, and they leaving you. Leaving you. You know what's crazy? Yeah. We talk, one of his benefits, we did the same thing. Well, Andre Iguodala, he burnt our ass up in 2015 for the first chip. That's why he got finals MVP. We left him, and he kept knocking that shit down every single time.
I ain't gonna lie. I would have lived with that, bro. I just went to the locker room like, hey, bro, shit.
That's what we did. In 15, we lived with it. We like, damn, shit. If you gonna beat us with that shit. And he got finals, I was like, shit, we got to take our hat off because that was the game plan. Right. And he for sure beat us with that.
Iggy hit three threes. Then go to the free throw line and shoot an air ball. What the fuck?
But look at this. Look at it, though. Think about this. 2015, that's the game plan, right? They beat us. No Kyrie, no Kev. Mm-hmm. The next year, we come back and win. Then they go get KD, and they win two in a row. What you mean?
Right.
That's what was supposed to happen. Right. Now we call it square. What's happening?
Right.
It's a different ball game, but no, it is, man.
Hey, you know, that team was a fucking cheat code. Man, yes, next up, another one. Five-time All-Star, two-time All-NBA, All-Defensive Team 2019, three-time NBA champ, All-Rookie Team of 2011, three-year peak, 22 points, shooting 43% from the three-point line. The other Splash brother, Klay Thompson.
Problem.
For real.
The boy's a problem. Ratchet. Get it over there. You can't get it over there fast enough. Anything I like about him, though, he compete, though. He compete. He ain't talking shit. He one of the quietest people on the court, unless he talking to his teammates. He get hyped, you know, in the big moments, obviously, like most people. But he not out there just chirping and trying to be chippy and all of that. He play the game the right way, and I really like Klay for that. He be saying some wild shit though off the court though about people, like, but I don't really fuck with. But he can hoop though.
Yeah, I think what I liked about Klay too is obviously he played defense. You know, he was the guy before he got hurt. He's starting to get back there. He was the one always that took the toughest matches for that team on the wing. And then also he didn't have a shot pocket, and which is crazy because everyone always says great shooters get to your shot pocket. Klay could catch that bitch anywhere and let it go
anywhere.
From right where he caught it at, like side anywhere. Up above his head, off to the side. Let it go. Me and the twins do a drill. It's called it's the Klay drill. Like wherever I throw the ball, you got to shoot it from right. Like that's how Klay would catch that bitch and just let it go from any perspective. And that's the one thing too. When I got a chance to play with that team, not to cut you off, JR. Steph is the greatest shooter of all time. But if we go shot for shot, it's hard to tell who is the actual just best spot up 3-point shooter between those two because they're both like I would watch. You know, after practice workouts where Klay would miss two shots out of maybe like 200 shots he would, it would be just unbelievable how many just straight consecutive fucking shots he would make, dude. So, great play.
I think
really
Seth can shoot too, man. Seth got a gun, man. I like
Curry?
Seth. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's a shoot?
It's in the family.
Yeah, for sure.
It's in the family. Next up, one of my former teammates, six-time All-Star, All-Rookie Team in 11, five-time All-NBA, Rookie of the Year in 11 as well. Three-year peak, 22, 9, and 5. To me, one of the most versatile four-mans that we've seen. Injuries obviously slowed him down. But Blake Griffin, big cat.
Blake is funny, man. Blake is a character, bro. He's a funny dude. He's a good dude, man. His game is, unfortunately, you know, injuries and stuff like that. But Blake has so much game, explosiveness, bro. When he first came out, I was thinking like, we seen Stat, and Stat was like, yo, hey, y'all. Then we seen Blake, The shit Blake was doing, I thought it was rigged. Oh my God. He was jumped over Mozgov. I play with Mozgov. I know how big Mozgov is, bro. Right. He's 7 Russian, like big, like he jumped over that man, bro. Mm-hmm. And then DJ was next to him too.
Ooh, right. Man. Two lob threats. That's the one thing when you mentioned Dwight Howard, I put Blake right behind Kobe as far as the hardest working people I've ever seen. When they say first man to end, last man out, that's no exaggeration. But this dude works so hard on his jumper.
Really?
The way he was able to, I mean, when I tell you he was in there an hour before practice, before anyone would get, he'd be drenched by the time we're just cutting. Like, we would still come out early and get our shots up. He'd had gone through a whole full ball handling jump shot workout. It just, you could really see his game. And I think an underestimated thing about his game was his ball handling and his passing ability, because that motherfucker could pass the ball too. But Blake in his prime with them Lob City teams, man, I seen him do some unbelievable shit.
Yeah, I worked out with him a few times with my man Edon out there at UCLA. And he was a problem, bro. Yeah. He definitely had to like work ethic in the workout, but I didn't know he went that hard, though. That's tough.
Yeah, no, you definitely put the time in.
Next up, Paul George, 3-year peak, 25 points per game, 7 rebounds per game, 4 assists per game, 15 career points and counting, 7-time All-Star, 6-time All-NBA, 2019 Steals Champ, 2011 Rookie Team, 2012-13 Most Improved, 4-time All-Defensive. PG is a problem, man. What's your thoughts on PG?
Man, PG got game, bro. PG got
super game.
Super game. Like, he's so smooth, though. I feel like he was like if he had like a modern day, bro, he'd be like a modern day like Eddie Jones, bro. Like, he was so smooth, bro. Like, he can pat that thing. He can get off to any left, right. Like, be creative with it. He was a problem in Indiana, bro. He knocked us out with the Knicks.
He was tough. Welcome to the league. Yeah, that was that the year they beat Miami? Or no, they battled Miami.
They battled Miami, right? Yeah, right after that.
Yep. Yeah, no, PG is tough, man. And he plays both ends. That's what I respect, too. I mean, I think he's so quiet and just it looks effortless, you know, the way he handles the ball offensively, shoots the ball, gets into his moves. He was a motherfucker, man. Tough cover.
He definitely was competing, bro. All arms too. Like, he had that. I heard he had that work ethic too. Talking to not B Scott, but Shaw. B Shaw.
Oh, B Shaw.
Yeah.
B Shaw.
Get that work in. Yeah, no, you get the great talent, man. Next up, the game plan was don't let this man go left. And every time he would get left, his 3-year peak was 17-4-4. 40% from the three-point line. Hall of Famer, 2-time All-Star, 2-time All-NBA, 6th Man of the Year in 2008, 4-time NBA champ, All-Rookie Team in 2003. Manu Ginobili.
Man. Manu was another one who compete like hell, bro. He was crafty, though. Like, one thing about he was real crafty, bro. Like, he would do anything. He act like he hurt to go get the ball, bro. Like, I was like, damn, bro. Like, you like that? Like, you can't put nothing past him. I mean, shit, a European, bro. I mean, everybody was calling that the man. Now they start calling it the James. You know what I'm saying?
Well, remember, he would come down on that right side of the floor with that high screen and roll, and you try to ice it or blew it, whatever the fuck your team called it, and not let him get off that screen. But once he got off that screen, early in his career, he was coming down the lane and dunking that motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Jack, you got any good Manu stories, Jack?
One of my favorite teammates. I mean, he one of the first people. He definitely brought the Euro step to the league. But he used to sham guard people going full speed.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He was one of the first people.
That jump.
Yeah, sham guard you, then go bang on you. I seen him do that in the playoffs. So, but as far as competing and playing hard, like I always got to tell this story, bro. Why he one of my favorite teammates? You know how we look out for each other, and like guys like us. We never got the accolades we deserved because the good guy or the big name teammate, but really we was the heart and soul of the team. And when I hit all those shots and led the team in scoring in the West Conference Finals, I mean, he made it a point to tell me I deserved the MVP, you know what I'm saying, when it was given it to other people. But you know, he was just one of those solid dudes, man, that you want on your team. Dog, regardless of where he was from, he was somebody you wanted on your team.
So if they had the Magic Johnson Western Conference MVP, Finals MVP, you would have snagged that bitch?
Hell yeah. Hey, you know what, Matt? The great thing about it, all they got to do is Google it. Game 6, Western Conference Finals.
It don't lie.
Five was full of that dope on one. On one. Straight up. Next up, we got three-year peak was 19 points per game, 11 rebounds per game, 18,500 career points, 2000 All-Star, 2011 All-NBA. He probably had the best touch around the basket next to Tim Duncan that wasn't athletic. Somebody that we all want to play with, we respect Z-Bo, Zach Randolph.
Z-Bo. OG. That's my guy, man. He was such a
great dude. Did y'all play together in New York?
Nah, man. I wish I got an opportunity to play with Z-Bo, man. We just kept crossing paths all the time. Whenever our teams would play against each other, there was always somebody on my team that I rock with that always rocking with Z-Bo. And it was he was a good dude to be around, man. Rocking with Young Boy when I was with him. She was there. So he was in Memphis. He came rock with us a couple times. My dog, man.
This dude's a hell of a player,
bro. Oh my God.
He's 20-10, and I think he doesn't get the recognition again because he wasn't a high flyer. You know what I mean? He probably had 10 dunks his whole career. That motherfucker would give you that jab, face up, work, back you down. Get 20 rebounds and barely jump over a penny. Like Z-Bo's strength, his basketball IQ. You know, we got a chance to play with each other towards the end of both of our careers, but he was still.
I was in Memphis together, huh?
Yeah. He was still putting in that work. And like you said, man, even great player, but even a better person, man. Got his jersey retired.
Straight up.
Keep the shirt off his back.
And he did a lot for the city, man. He really did keep that city together for a while, man. While he was there. He really embraced it, man. I'm from whether it be the rappers, the community. Like, he really is an imprint, and people, like, you know, people respect him out there, like, as a person.
He put Moneybag on. He found Moneybag. I remember we talked about it on the show, but he used to bring his mixtape in the locker room all the time and just bang this shit. And we're like, yo, at first, it was dope, but we're just like, he's always playing. Who is this dude? Next thing you know, this dude's on top.
Right up.
Like, okay, yeah, that's Z-Bo's dude, so that's what's up. Well, due to time constraints, we didn't have a chance to finish the rest of the 2010s, but here are the rest of our picks for the 2010s next 75. All right, JR, we appreciate your time, bro. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, brother. Appreciate y'all.
Peace, my boy.
Closing thoughts, Jack. I was in Las Vegas fucking with 13-year-olds that were driving me crazy. You were actually in Brooklyn at the Gervonta Davis Rolly fight. Talk to me about it, bro.
Unbelievable atmosphere from the weigh-in to the actual fight night. It was unbelievable. I don't see nobody putting on better fights than Showtime Boxing, bro. I mean, all the stars came out. Barclays was packed wall to wall, from Madonna to Tracy McGrady. All the rappers, everybody was in the building, bro. Tracy Morgan, you name them. To see them finally, you know, face to face, the last weigh in, and see Tank push them off the stage, and to be able to talk to both of these guys, they know how to sell a fight, bro. They sold the fight, and from the actual fight night, you know, I was able to commentate all the pre fights that night on pay per view. I was able to do that. It was a great experience. And just to see Tank, man, to see how focused he was the whole time. Rolly was trying to get under his skin. And he knew what he was going to do in the ring, dog. And when I say, out of all the fights I've been to, I've never seen or heard a punch that loud. Mm. In a sold-out arena, everybody in the arena heard that punch. That's how loud it was, bro. And he just showed why, pound for pound, he one of the best in the business.
Mm-hmm. It looked like Rolly's bigger than him, wasn't he?
Rolly was bigger than him. And Rolly, you know, he had some skill as far as power. And he was strong. Even Tank said, I felt one of his punches in the first 2-3 rounds, and I realized I couldn't sit down with him yet because he was too strong. I had to wear him down and move around. So Rolly had power, and Rolly was confident. He just don't have no boxing skill, and that's what Tank set him apart from.
No, it was a great matchup. We were able to watch the fight at the crib out there in Vegas, so we had a good time. Man, closing thoughts, Darvin Ham. Happy for this brother, man. I had him with the Lakers as an assistant, has just signed a 4-year deal with the Los Angeles Lakers. You know, former player, getting his chance. Jack, thoughts on hiring D-Ham and what he brings to this L.A. Laker culture?
Well, I mean, it's just we call a spade. Former players that's coming in the league, they're really taking over and doing great coaching jobs. Look at Ime Udoka's first year. He's in NBA Finals. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? One thing you can't teach experience. You can sit behind a computer, you can crunch numbers, you can do all that. But having experience is nothing you can teach. And Dorman has that. D-Ham has that. I've been knowing D-Ham for a long time. We came up together a little bit in the league, and he's just always been a solid guy. Just like Ime Udoka coached under Coach Pop over there in San Antonio. Well, D-Ham is coached under Bud over there in Milwaukee. So he got that same tutelage. So I'm happy for him, bro. He deserves a shot, and I think he's gonna do great.
Yeah, paid his dues. Obviously, it's a hot seat. It's a tricky situation over here with the Lakers. Obviously, you think, you know, who wouldn't want to be the Laker coach? But there's a lot that comes with this shit, man. You know, Vogel saw what happened, won a championship, and out 2 years after that. Roster is poorly constructed, so it'll be interesting to see what they can do with this roster, if anything. But I think the one thing that stands out, knowing D-Ham, is he's going to have accountability in that locker room. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He's going to be able to say what needs to be said to whoever it needs to be said to, and it'll be respected. And you definitely can't say that about the last locker room that the Lakers had. So that's the one thing I know for sure. I don't know a lot of the other moving parts of what the fuck's going on, but I know his voice will be respected and he'll have accountability. And I think that's one of the first things this team needs, because there was a lot of weird shit going on from the outside looking in. So it'll be interesting to see. Wish our brother nothing but the best of luck. Man, you can catch What's Burning available every week on Showtime Basketball YouTube.
And on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Show Basketball, peoples.
See y'all next week.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.